Welcome to Heart of the Home. I'm Claire Cameron. Overwhelmed mums and women sick of just getting through your days, join me for adventures in decluttering, organising and simplifying our lives with a little woo and a lot of love. Are you ready? Hello and welcome to From the Heart of the Home. I am your host, Claire Cameron, and today I'm going to be talking decluttering again. I'm going to give you another really quick, really simple task to declutter your kitchen so that you can start to feel confident in doing it yourself. Because I know a lot of people, after I said, just start somewhere, then the next question is, but where? If you're completely overwhelmed, picking a place to start can be too much. And then you don't start, and then the chaos continues. So today we are going to dive into the tea towels. Now I know this sounds pretty ridiculous, talking tea towels, but as I bang on about all the time, it's the little things that all add up. And I don't know about you, but when I decluttered my tea towels, when I was in my mega declutter period last year, about 18 months ago, I had, I would say, at least 30 tea towels. Now, who needs 30 tea towels? I think you'll be surprised how many you have when you actually get them all out. So that's what I want you to do today. I want you to get out every single tea towel that you have. Put them out on your dining table. The next thing I want you to do is go through each one, and if there is one that is really disgusting, you don't like it, you never use it, you know, the one that you shove to the bottom of the pile, you get it out and you, I don't want that one, put it down, get rid of it. That one, you're going to cut it up for rags, you're going to throw it in the bin, whatever, just get rid of it. Then go through, so keep going through, get rid of any that you don't, that you really don't like or that are just unusable. Then the next step is to go through and pick your favourites. So, you know, let's be honest here. We all have favourite tea towels, right? And hand towels? Is that just me? Okay, maybe I'm weird, but seriously. Okay, maybe I'm alone on that one. But anyway, pick your favourite ones and put them in a pile too. Now for me, I have, under our sink is where we hang our tea towels. Just a side note, we had a fire audit, I guess you'd call it. So there's a free service in Queensland where we are. I'm not sure if it's Australia wide. You know, it probably all fire stations offer this service, but they come to your house. So three big burly firemen came to the house. You just ring up and book the service. Come to the house and then they walk around your house and tell you any kind of fire hazards. They'll give you advice on where to put smoke detectors. They don't install them for you, but then they also give you a plan to create your own evacuation plan, and they give you some advice on that, how to, you know, the best things to do in a fire, where to hang your fire extinguisher, etc., etc. So it was a really great service. But one thing that they said that has stuck with me, which I've never done anyway because I don't like having tea towels out on display, but they said hanging tea towels on the front of the oven, you know, on the handle of the oven, that is one of the biggest causes of house fires that they see. Big, big no-no. So do not hang your tea towels on the oven. Anyway, so what I've got is under my sink. In the cupboard, I've got a couple of screws, little hooks in there. They're actually recycled curtain, like where you'd tie the curtains back. When we moved into our house, it had these curtains that were big, floral, heavy things that were not our taste at all. and we unscrewed all the little hooks, but there were these little gold hooks and I just couldn't throw them out. I knew there had to be a use for them. Not really decluttering wise, but again, it's keeping things that make you happy, that you use, etc. So I use these all around the house in cupboards to hang stuff. They're brilliant. So it doesn't have to be like, you know, a stick-on hook that's what they're for. You can go and get some little fancy ones, some curtain hooks, whatever. Hooks in the door, under the sink. That's where I keep mine. And I'll get on to do they get manky, etc. later. But so for me, I got sidetracked there for a second. We have a tea towel and a hand towel under the sink, and then on the other side there's a dishcloth, like for wiping benches and stuff. So my ideal and what I have is 4 tea towels and 4 hand towels. So that is what I recommend. That's what I want you to narrow your pile down to. So pick 4 of your favorite tea towels, 4 of your favorite hand towels, and put them aside. Then you can have 2, so I've got 2 extras for things like when I'm making zucchini slice, very popular recipe in our house, I will grate the zucchini into the tea towel and then use that to wring it out instead of using paper towel. Same with, you know, drying lettuce leaves or kale to make kale chips or something like that. That's what I keep those spares for, so they can be your next in line favorites. So that's what I've got. And then to get super duper anal, when I put them away, I have admitted this before, so it's not that embarrassing. And you know what? I'm not embarrassed by all my anal tricks anymore, because these are the things that, the little things that add up to making things much more sane in our house. So when I do the washing, I put them away, put the tea towels away with tea towel, little stacks. So tea towel, dishcloth, hand towel, tea towel, dishcloth, hand towel, and then they go away in our cupboard. So that when I am grabbing them out, all I have to do is reach in, grab, you know, the end of the tea towel, the end of the hand towel, pull it out, and I know that I've got the stack to replace. So my routine for tea towels and hand towels, because getting into routines and not having to think about things, those are 2 of the biggest sanity savers. Not having to think, because thinking all the time and making decisions all the time is so overwhelming and exhausting. So what I do every day, every morning when I get up, I put out a tea towel and a hand towel and a dishcloth. And then before I go to bed at night, wipe down the benches, put the tea towel, the hand towel and the dishcloth in the washing machine. Now, some people say, but you know, that's a lot of washing, it's a lot of effort. It's really not. I mean, if you've got kids, you're doing washing pretty regularly. So that's why I have 4 sets. That sort of keeps me going if I don't do washing for a couple of days. But you're just throwing them in with another load. It's not like you're doing an extra load of washing just to wash 2 tea towels. So that's how I know that they're always clean. They're always fresh. They don't get too manky because it is under the sink. Now, sometimes if I'm doing a lot of washing up, I will hang it just on the doorknob of the sink, the cupboard, just to let it air out a little bit. Or you know what? If it gets really gross halfway through the day, chuck that in the washing machine, get another one out. Does throw out my anal piles, but you could just replace the whole lot if you like things to be even. So that is my decluttering task for you today is to declutter your tea towels. And I'd love to see if anybody does this. If you can tag me on Instagram, if you post on Instagram or in your Instagram stories, or even just send me an email, or jump in the free Facebook group. Love to see you in there. And that is clairekcreations.com/community. And you can apply to join. And of course, I will welcome you in with open arms. So wherever you are in your decluttering, I hate the word journey. I really need to get over that. Wherever you are in your decluttering Can't think of another word. I'm just going to have to use it. Journey. I hope that it is going well, and I hope that you're seeing the results. Not so much seeing the results, but feeling the difference it can make. And I know that decluttering your tea towels might seem like something that is so ridiculous, and that how can that possibly make a difference to your life? But just do it and see, and trust me, because the flow-on effect, it's pretty life-changing.
Thanks for listening to From the Heart of the Home. If you are a mum who is sick of the overwhelm and ready to ditch it, then I would love to have you in the From the Heart of the Home free Facebook group. To join, go to clairekcreations.com/Facebook group. And I look forward to seeing you there. And if you enjoy this podcast, then I would love for you to share it with your mum friends. See you next time.